Either Guy Ritchie's movies are getting better or my standards are dropping. Maybe it's a little bit of both. With last year's grisly comedy The Gentleman and now the much more serious Wrath of Man, I've enjoyed consecutive Guy Ritchie films for the first time in, well, maybe for the first time ever. His smug, smirking approach to macho action often rubs me the wrong way. He revels in graphic violence but cheapens it with easy irony and bad jokes, which was amusing back in 1998's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, but had curdled into wanton contemptuousness by the time he reached mid-2000s efforts like Rock'n'Rolla and Revolver. The 1-2 punch of The Gentleman and Wrath of Man has returned Ritchie, whose more family-friendly hits include the Sherlock Holmes movies and the Aladdin remake, to the world of hard-bitten criminals and violent double-crosses. Wrath is easily his bleakest film, a surprisingly complicated heist thriller tucked inside a brutal, unforgiving story of vengeance and greed. It has all the clobbering and gunplay we've come to expect from its star, Jason Statham, but it's imbued with the cold emotional detachment of a more cerebral neo-noir by someone like Michael Mann. Statham is his ever-glowering self here, playing a mysterious bloke nicknamed H, like the bomb, someone helpfully explains, who gets a job as a guard at an armored truck company that often transports millions of dollars from one place to another. After H single-handedly foils a robbery attempt by a group of masked thugs, he becomes a hero within his ranks, though his partner Bullet, played by Holt McElhaney, notices some red flags. How could a guy with a run-of-the-mill background take out a whole gang by himself? There are more robberies, and we start to suspect that H might be somehow involved, particularly when his very presence causes hijackers to scatter. H isn't, of course, who he seems, nor are the men behind the heists. They're a former army platoon, each of them in financial distress, including the no-nonsense squad leader played by Jeffrey Donovan, and the loose cannon played by Scott Eastwood, who regularly deviates from the clockwork plan. This all builds, as it must, to a final action sequence that takes place on Black Friday, when the platoon plans to clean out the entire armored cash reserve, and which devolves into a requisite shootout inside a requisite action movie warehouse. It's a predictable finish, but the unusual narrative structure that carries us along is what makes Wrath of Man more than a traditional genre exercise. At times, it's even a bit too clever. Ritchie and his co-writers, working from the blueprint of a 2004 French actioner called Cash Truck, hop back and forth in time and juggle perspective so often that we sometimes lose our bearings, and I'm still not sure if the third act has serious plot holes or if I simply missed a crucial twist while trying to keep the timeline straight. Wrath of Man unfolds like a heist film in reverse, in the sense that we meet the Marks first and the prospective thieves much later. In a novel twist, the final caper is intercut with the criminals planning it out weeks before. The movie is also somewhat of a whodunit, because we know there's a rat within the armored truck company, and everyone is a suspect. And in the middle of all of this is a gloomy revenge saga that only gradually reveals H's true motivations, who he is, how he's really connected to the armored truck thieves, and why exactly he's driven by cold-blooded animal instinct. This movie's a whole lot more involving and original than I expected it to be, and Statham, who has so often filled the role of unshakable straight man in action comedies, brings tragic shadings to his familiar tough guy persona. It might be a low bar to clear, but this is the first time I've ever looked forward to the next Guy Ritchie film. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.